pussy, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Tuesday, October 8, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for our podcast, Listen on Demand. Just go to the show's website, Your Defending Fathers, plural, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast and listen anytime you want. Joining us in this segment every Tuesday is the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse, the absolutely fantastic brisket, pulled pork. Love their food over there at the Iron Pig. Ian Murphy is on with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Andy. Boy, wait till we get the new place open. We're going to have so much more to offer. It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. And I am going to bake in my own oven at home my Grandma Bishop's world-famous carrot cake. And I'm going to bring it over to you. And I'm going to have you and the staff enjoy it, maybe your dad, some folks that love carrot cake. And then I'm going to get, when the kitchen gets open, I'm going to come over and bake carrot cakes for the grand opening, the opening. I'm going to do it in your commercial. I hope you have a big mixer, one of those big, huge hook kind of mixers there. I need it, dude, because when I do my big, like for the fun shoot, I baked 26 of those, and I ended up using 26 pounds of shredded carrots. And I had 10 pounds of flour and 10 pounds of sugar and 10 pounds of this and that. And I got to tell you, this big mammoth bowl I use with these long-handled ladles to mix it up, my shoulders are almost dead by the end of the night to mix all those ingredients. So I'm looking forward to using your big, is it a big Hobart, one of those big heavy-duty, like they weigh like 600,000-pound mixer? That's what I'm looking for.
That's exactly what it is. The floor is reinforced underneath where it's sitting. Absolutely. My nephew could fit inside the bowl. This thing is so
tough. Oh, excellent. Can't wait to use it to make my carrot cake for your grand opening. We're looking forward to it. Hey, speaking of, and I had two people text me this week and said, how do we get a hold of Ian? I gave him your phone number. That they said that they have some events that they're looking at. They want to use the outdoor pavilion. They're projecting the weather is going to stay somewhat nice here for the next month or so. And they want to do a fall tour, which is coming up. The colors are coming soon. And they're saying they really want to do a party. And I said, well, talk to Ian. I gave him your cell phone number. They said, great, they'll reach out to you. Just status real quick on the pavilion part of that. Is that separate from the restaurant operation? Are you trying to open it up at both at the same time? What's your plans that way?
Well, so the pavilion, what's nice is with the pavilion, you know, it's completely separate from everything else. And we're already in business right now. You know, we can do catering and everything. So if somebody wants to do a party, whether they want food or not, that pavilion, we can do something tonight. underneath that pavilion if we wanted to.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, we're all insured and ready to go. The only thing we cannot do at this moment in time is serve alcoholic beverages over on that property right there. That's really the only thing we can't do. We can cater, we can cook, we can bring tons of food. It wouldn't be cooked at the restaurant right there because the health department has not signed off on that kitchen just yet.
Sure.
But obviously we still have the facilities downtown.
So you would just prepare it there and then cater it over?
Yeah, like we did for the Freedom Festival back in January 2021, the biggest event that has ever been held there. Exactly what we did, yep.
Yeah, and even like what you did providing our pork for the fun shoot over in Antrim County.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent, excellent. Got other questions coming in for Ian. Just text them to me, 231-360-5140. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Soon to be 2 locations opened. I got 2 text messages during the break, Ian. I'm going to forward this information to you, but
maybe there's other people in the same boat. Could you please pass this message on to Ian? Ask him to call Jose's Katina in St. Ignace. Ask for Alicia. It's concerning the new rules regarding pay. Give me the phone number here. I told her he's very up to date on all this stuff and could possibly be helpful in advising her. Alicia and her husband, Robert Gallo, are the owners. So I'm going to forward the phone number there to the cantina in St. Ignace.
Okay.
Are you getting a lot of people doing the same thing, knowing that you're highly engaged in all of these things happening legislatively in the state? You go to Lansing, you are at the state of the state address, you know the legislators, you know these rules, you follow them as they come out. Number one, what are you hearing from the restaurant association type of folks? And also, did that rally in Lansing do any good? What are you hearing about these upcoming rules that are going to affect your business and all the other businesses here in Michigan?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I'm hearing a couple of different things. The timing on this is absolutely terrible with, you know, the political season that we're in. It seems like, and you know this, you talk about the news, every 2 days there's some other big news story or some other thing that just seems to overtake the last bit of nonsense that we were just trying to digest. Yeah. I heard the rally in Lansing went pretty well. I don't know if it's going to yield any sort of results. Excuse me.
Sure.
What I do know is that Senator Hoytenga and a few others have introduced legislation in the Senate, mainly, I believe, focusing on the elimination of the tip credit. That is what most of my colleagues and our employees, including my wife, is most concerned about, is the removal of the tip credit. It doesn't seem like anybody really cares that they are trying to raise the minimum wage, which I think most people can say that the minimum wage is pretty absurd anyways at its current level. But tying it to inflation is not a good idea. Among some of the other things with the paid sick leave situations, those are really, really detrimental to small businesses. I do know that there is that legislation, and I believe it is bipartisan sponsored. I haven't looked to see exactly all who has sponsored that bill. But there is something that seems to be happening. I don't think that it's going to yield any real good results. And part of the problem with this whole scenario with us small business owners and restaurateurs is we're so busy working in our restaurants that it's very difficult for us to attend these kinds of rallies or meetings or listening sessions or any of these things with our legislators. And I feel like these organizations you mentioned earlier, Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association and some of these others, you know, they're kind of just lip service, I feel like, is, you know, we're telling them we don't want this, and they're saying, hey, these people don't want this, but it doesn't feel like their real legislative mechanisms that they have behind them are going to work for this.
Now, so, on that point, I want to interrupt you for a second. Hold your thought. You guys are members. Do you pay dues to these associations?
No.
There are no dues.
Well, so Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association is a dues association. I do not pay dues to MRLA because they did nothing for me during the pandemic. In fact, exactly. They had a lawsuit and they gave up on that lawsuit after their first loss because they decided that their membership didn't want to throw more money, good money after bad, basically, is what I was told by Steve Neely, I believe, their vice president.
Yeah.
The other one is the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association, and that is basically the legislative arm of the Liquor Commission, more or less. So sure. Any of us that have licenses sort of, I wouldn't say become a member because it's not really, you don't pay dues, but you kind of get to be part of this association. Again, they're sort of seem to be doing on the same track as Marla, where they're passing along the information that we're giving them, saying we don't want this, and filling out these surveys, and they're merely just saying, well, here's the results of the surveys. And then, great, we'll put out some buttons. You know, I requested over 100 of those Save My Tips buttons,
Yeah.
Never received a single one of them up here. You know, so I just, I'm not looking, it's not looking great, but I have a little bit of hope out there. If we can keep the story out there, and if we can keep letting our legislators know that none of these people want this, this is all out-of-state interest that is coming in and doing these things, to speak nothing of the economic impact, to speak nothing of it having the majority impact on a segment of our population and our economy here in Michigan that is just recovering from the worst financial crisis here in Michigan specifically. So I just don't understand why more legislators aren't stepping out and stepping up on this, because this is what the people want. They want all this stuff back the way that it was. Go ahead and raise minimum wage. Fine. Do that. Keep that tip credit there and get rid of these ridiculous rules for paid sick leave. That stuff is just nonsense. Put a cap on that. 25 or more employees or 50 more employees or something like that. Now, I would advocate for
bigger companies, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, here's the point. If you don't mind sharing, how many staff do you actually have there at the Iron Pig, between the back room, you know, the cooks and the dishwashers and things like that, but the actual wait staff on any given shift, let's say average, how many employees are working for you?
On an average shift, between 2 to 3. We've got a, you know, our restaurant is designed specifically so it's low on labor. We have roughly, I think, maybe 16, 17 employees on payroll right now. That swells to about 24 or more in the summertime.
Sure, absolutely. During the busy time. Okay. So if they made these changes applicable to businesses that were 25 employees or more, then that would help prevent you from having to apply to be responsible to these laws. 50 would definitely cover it. But what we're talking about is larger companies that can afford it, in because their cash flow is different, their structure, their business model is different. A bigger corporation with 50 employees is dealing with $10 million, $15, $20 million a year in sales.
Right.
Mom and pa small businesses, if you reach $1 million a year in sales, you're doing really well. If you hit $2 million, you're really doing good. I mean, this is what we're talking about here, isn't it?
Absolutely correct. That, to me, is the crux of it right there. That is one easy way to solve the paid sick leave portion of this, is to say, if you have X amount of employees. So in this legislation, or, well, it's not even legislation, what the Supreme Court, Michigan Supreme Court, ended up allowing, I guess we could say, because they didn't pass it. Really what it does is it says employers with 12 or fewer employees, they only have to accrue 42 hours of paid sick leave, versus the rest of us with more employees have to accrue 72 hours of paid sick leave. So there is actually an enumerator in there for the number of employees. Unfortunately, it only has to do with the amount of paid sick leave that they get to accrue. That's
sure. That's it. Well, here's the thing that we're looking at, and I've been told not only by you but other people, you know, I meet in restaurants all the time when I'm meeting with advertisers. They don't want to sit in their business and be talking about radio advertising, and they want a break. Let's go to dinner, let's, you know, have a late lunch, whatever. I go into these other restaurants, and these people are telling me the exact same thing you're telling me. This is going to be devastating. I don't know what to do, Randy. I know Ian is one of your sponsors. You guys talk about this on a regular basis. What is he going to do? But you're, like you said, your business model is completely different than most restaurants, correct?
Well, it is currently. When we open the new location, we will be adding full table service down there, as well as the quick service. You'll still be able to come in and order at the counter. But for somebody that wants to sit down and actually be waited on for our, specifically our dinner menu that we're coming out with, that will change a little bit. And I'll tell you, I'm looking at some very intriguing ways of changing our business model. So, you know, I just was in our barber shop the other day getting my hair cut.
Yeah.
And these are people that are licensed by the state of Michigan. They rent a booth space. They then trim hair. This happens to be a barbershop, so it's mostly just men that are getting their hair cut. So it's a 15, 20, maybe 30-minute haircut, so they can turn and burn these seats. Yep. What I want to do, and what I'm currently looking at, is the idea of hiring contractors to come in, and what I will do is I will rent them a section of the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Then we can talk about liability insurance, right? So right now we carry Aflac accident policies for all of our full-time employees.
Yep.
That covers them not just at work, because we obviously have to have workers' comp while they're at work.
Sure.
That covers them. But this extra policy that we provide for them covers them outside of work.
So interesting.
It's an accident policy. It's not quite health insurance, but it's the next best thing. So what I'm looking at is creating a situation where I hire contractors, I pay them 1099 wages, they get to keep their tips just like my hairstylist does, and they rent a 5 or 6 table section in my restaurant.
I love it.
It could quite possibly be that simple. And then what I'll say is, let them come after me. I'll do it again. Let them come after me and say, these people are supposed to be W-2 wages, not 1099 employees, and I'm going to say why, and make them enumerate to me exactly why they should be W-2 employees to put them on payroll and get payroll tax from them versus them being a 1099 contractor, which I was for the better part of 10 years of my life.
Well, I can give you some experience from back in the day, another life ago, when Vicki and I owned a real estate business. She owned a mortgage company, a mortgage brokering company. And we had all independent contractors. We were actually challenged by the IRS because we were forcing floor time. You know what that is, when brokers want some agent or broker in the office at all times for walk-ins, people who come and visit the real estate office. Well, if you dictate to them specifically the time that your contractors have to be at the restaurant to service their customers as a contracted waiter or waitress, you are then violating the Employment Act, and therefore they are deemed employees. What you have to do, Ian, is just very simple. Make them state in the contract that it's completely voluntary. They are not being dictated to as exactly what time or shifts they have to be there. They can come and work their station, their designated area, anytime they want. You, of course, will know, and they will know when you need them the most based on your traffic count of your customer base. But that's a good way to fight this thing, just to give you that tip in advance.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, right? So this was thought of during the pandemic, and unfortunately never happened, and we still say it. I wish more businesses had done what you did, right? Staying open. There's no way the Liquor Commission can come after 75% of the licensees. There's no way the health department from the state or local level can come after every single food license in a county or in a health district.
Exactly.
We had wished that more people had stormed the castle, to use that phrase.
Yep.
And as many licensees can go and break the system that they were trying to instill on us. This is what I would hope to do, is reach out to other restaurateurs that are willing to do this type of thing and say, you go ahead and come after me. I want to see this state come and shut down another restaurant. That's what I want to see.
Absolutely.
I dare you.
I dare you. Make my day. Absolutely. All right, brother, we appreciate you. I got more text messages for you for next Tuesday. God bless. Stay strong. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother.
Bomb the Hour Newsbreak. We'll be right back.